Appliance Center, 5656 Monroe Street. ShopAC.com for details.
Your local Toledo Morning Show. So local, you might run into Denny at the Denny's. Denny Schaefer on Q105.
The morning after is in for Denny today. A little bit tomorrow and Friday. It's 7:56. The morning after, usually on Saturdays from 8 to 10. Happy to be here now. It's Eric, Philip, Demetrius, Paul the producer's here with us. So is our friend Pastor Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek Church. We'll do some entertainment stories and then more with Ben after 8 o'clock. Philip, there's a marriage?
There is a marriage. Well, there's going to be an official addition to the royal family. Essentially, what's happening right now is that recently Queen Elizabeth celebrated her 70th wedding anniversary it's still Prince Philip, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And then also, Kate Middleton is pregnant with, I do believe, their second child. I'm so bad with, like, the royal family. Third child. Okay.
There's George.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the little girl.
Right.
And then she's pregnant again?
She's pregnant again. So Kate Middleton is having a baby. They celebrate the 70th wedding anniversary. And then Prince Harry has asked suit star Meghan Markle. Is that how you say your name?
Merkel.
To marry him.
I thought it was Angela Merkel. I think this is Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Meghan Markle.
So they're going to get married. She obviously said yes.
Yeah, why would you not say yes?
They got a little color in the family now, right?
A little bit.
She's half black, I think.
She is, yeah. She does.
Yes, she is. And that's a thing, I guess. Because people are going to be, like, weirded out at the palace.
They're going to have super cute babies. Yeah. Like, those redheads, those mixed. Those would be cute babies.
Mulattoes?
Whoa!
Oh, there we go.
Is that the word?
Like, first of all, if you're not talking about the Pepperidge Farm cookie, we are going to have an issue.
It's like
stop it.
It's like centuries ago when. Yeah,
please explain being mixed to the mixed kid in the room.
Oh my God, keep going.
Well,
Don't stop, Eric.
One person of a race loves another person of another race. And those two have a baby.
It's like when
Demetrius.
The white people would come over like centuries ago and sleep with like the Native Americans.
Yes.
Now these people love each other.
They do. Uh-huh. So anyway, so Harry had a custom-made engagement ring for Meghan. It was some of the diamonds that belonged to his mother, Princess Diana. Apparently, that they're going to assume that the wedding is going to be months after Middleton gives birth to their third baby. And after the new year, the royal family plans on having like a TV special or interview or a photo shoot to properly announce the engagement to everybody.
Man, those photos are gonna look hot.
They are.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, they're both really attractive. That's a great part.
I don't know about Harry. I don't know about all that.
I think he's attractive.
He's got to be popping with personality.
Well, and also, like, he has a crown. What do you mean?
You know what? Honestly, look.
Yes.
Granted, he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, and I'll give him this, and he's a helicopter pilot in the military and all that other stuff. But when it comes to power,
I mean,
really, as long as his brother's popping out kids, he might as well just get kicked in the face down the ladder every time another kid comes out. There's no way he's seeing the throne.
Next up, she is with the sexiest man alive. Blake Shelton has voted. Was that People Magazine?
People Magazine.
I saw a great thing on Facebook last week. And yeah, it's to sell magazines and stuff, and he's popular with the show and everything, and obviously he's with Gwen Stefani, but somebody said, as long as Jason Momoa is alive, and he was the shirtless Aquaman, it's like, it is what it is. So what does Gwen get him for Christmas? Last night on Fallon, she announced he's hard to buy for, so she's just going to buy him a couch.
Yeah.
And put it out there, and he's going to keep this for Christmas. This is not his thing at all. I feel responsible because he called me and said, I got to talk to you about something. Where is it?
So, like, the couch you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got the couch apparently because he's too big for the furniture that's in her house and he feels weird. She's trying to make him feel good living out in L.A.
Like, how big are you?
He's bigger than she is.
Well, what are you buying furniture for just like that'll just fit you? That doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't sound welcoming.
Here's the exact quote. Sorry, D. He's so hard to buy for. He already has the wild beast on his ranch. I was going to get him that, but I think that because he doesn't fit in any of my furniture at my house because he's too big, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get you a couch, and that's going to be your present. I'm putting it outside so we can have campfires. I'm trying to make him feel comfortable in L.A.
Like, the two things that's weird about that is, number one, I learned because I watched Good Morning America that the beast is a chair of his that he loves dearly, and it's staying wherever he's from. And then it was also strange to me that you're putting a couch that you're buying outside. Like, who does that?
People in Oklahoma.
But this is L.A.
And on the east side of Toledo?
We don't need direct TV. We live right on Alexis.
True statements, to say the least.
You want to give me another one, Philip?
Yeah, for sure. I'll go on to Justin Bieber. So he canceled his tour, the one that he had recently, and he basically said that he was just done. It was a purpose tour, and he was like, you know, I'm out of it. I don't want to do this anymore, and he just canceled it, refunded the money to people who had bought tickets. Good to go. Whereas Scooter Braun, who is his manager,
came still alive.
He is still alive.
Scooter Braun?
Yeah. He sat down with Complex Magazine for an interview that focused on Justin's last year. He painted a very, very dark picture of Justin and why he quit the tour. He said that Justin called him and said, this is happening. Enough is enough. I need to make a change. He said that he caught on to Scooter because Scooter was doing research and kind of looking into things that was happening. But at the end of the day, Scooter said he was very terrified after the phone call. He thought he was going to lose Justin and that he was going to basically just disappear and not come back around. So to me, it sounds like he was like calling for help and maybe it revolved around drugs or alcohol or something of that nature. And he felt like Scooter Braun felt like his life was in danger and he completely supported him in closing the tour.
Because I'm sure that's what he was thinking. When Justin Bieber's like, I think I'm done forever, and all you see are like dollar signs ceasing, and you're like, because what's wrong with like, at what point do you think somebody is crazy if they all of a sudden pick up and decide they don't want to be famous anymore? Is that something crazy?
That's not crazy.
Is if you just pick up and you're like, I'm going to walk away from this life, I'm walking out of the public eye, why immediately does somebody go, what's wrong with you?
They killed someone.
Because that's, you must understand, like, from, like, us, like, layman people, like, I'll say that, is that we like, put that such on a pedestal. And for us, it's like, why would you let something like that go? But for people who are dealing with it, like, it's hard. Like, life is hard. You are wrapped around a bunch of business situations you probably don't want to deal with. Shicey people, people who take advantage of you, who treat you like crap.
And it's been, like, a decade now.
For him.
So, I don't know if he's going to walk away forever, but a break. Remember, didn't Kanye cancel the shows? There was some, like, work. The ticket sales were down.
Well, he has mental issues, like, legit mental issues, so.
Maybe he really is. He is suffering from some kind of exhaustion, mental exhaustion. One more story here. The Al Franken story from last week with Leanne Tweeden. Now, dozens of women who have worked on Saturday Night Live have come out in support for him. We feel compelled to stand up for Al Franken, whom we've all had the pleasure of working for over the years at SNL. According to former and current staffers, last week, Leanne Tweeden, a morning news anchor in L.A., alleged that Franken groped and forcibly kissed her without her consent during a USO tour in 2006. Altogether, 36 women who worked on the show signed the statement, including original cast members Jane Curtin and Lorraine Newman. The signature includes performers, writers, and production staff. Three women are current employees of a show on Broadway. Saturday Night Live executive producer Lorne Michaels' company were moved to quickly and directly affirm that after years working with him, we would like to acknowledge that not one of us ever experienced any inappropriate behavior. So, standing up to support Al Franken.
Like, I don't think it's funny, but it's just interesting because, like, Nora and Gail made a statement, I think it was yesterday, where they were like, you know,
Charlie Rose.
Thank you. Where Charlie said, Charlie Rose, like, oh, he's our friend, but we don't endorse anything that happened. We don't stand behind him in that, but, you know, he is our friend. And Lena Dunham came to defense of her friend, ex-writer, and then recanted that.
Yeah.
And these people on SNL, like, are coming to, like, the defense. So, I mean, I get it. It's a smart thing what Gail and Nora said is, like, this is our friend, and you do have that relationship with them, but at the same time, you can't ignore the fact that these are allegations that are happening, and they're serious allegations.
And I would encourage as candid as a dialogue as we can have in this case.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is good that these people are supporting him, and of all these crazy situations, and we have a Backstreet Boy one to get to. In the next hour of entertainment. But this one seemed to shake itself out, and we were able to move on from it rather quickly. I know there's a political side of the Franken thing, but I'm glad to see that they're coming out, and the apology was accepted, and all this stuff. 8:05. If you like Christmas movies, stay with us, because Pastor Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek is still here, and we will have fun with those Christmas movies in just a minute.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105.